This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, it feel right, don't it? I only ever get it if I want it.
Hey, yo, welcome back to the Freddy Show.
What episode is this? Do you know?
It's not important.
No, I think it's... We're 25. Maybe 24.
27.
27? No, there's 28? No shot.
What? I want some Chipotle. Speaking of Chipotle, when you order Chipotle... Do you get any because you know Chipotle, you can get do you order double of everything that doesn't cost extra, like just to maximize you fat it's already it's $8 for a burrito and you're like, are you extra rice, extra fajita veggies, extra salsa, extra cheese, extra sour cream,
cut the line of guacamole? No bro, I don't do that. I get double rice because I don't get beans. But no, I'm not out here like...
You're double rice, no beans.
I'm double rice, no beans.
You're not double rice, double beans.
I'm not double rice, double beans, double lettuce, double chicken.
double all you can get.
Yeah, that's
I mean, I'm just thinking of it in you know what I'm saying?
Like an economic situation. Like, you're trying to get the most bang for your buck with... Like the food available. I mean, if they're going to give you extra stuff, you might as well take it.
I'm saying, let me get that extra stuff. As long as you eat it, don't waste it.
Now, are you doing double everything in a burrito? Because at that point,
you got to double wrap the burrito.
You go get another wrap.
Yeah, because that's free too.
And that's 25 cents. They're supposed to charge you. It's supposed to be 25 cents. Because I usually get a bowl, and then I'll get a tortilla on the side. They charge you 25
cents. They charge you 25 cents for that.
25
Normally
cents
it's free.
For a wrap, dude.
Don't say that.
Maybe if you go in, they'll give it to you. But yeah, on the app, it's 25 cents.
25 cents.
Yeah, a little ridiculous. But you know?
I can't even...
I just feel like you get more with a bowl. Yeah.
You ever tried the dressing, the salad dressing? No. If you got a Chipotle salad, it comes with that dressing.
No.
What you ever tried it?
No.
I feel like it's pretty good.
What kind of dressing is it?
Yeah, this is what I've been trying to explain to you.
Like a Caesar, no, ranch,
no, what?
Avocado.
You're at a Hispanic restaurant, and you're talking about
ranch.
Caesar.
Yeah, I love Caesar. Well, that's probably like Italian.
It's
right?
It's like
is
a
it salsa,
Chipotle honey vinaigrette or something. We need Job Talk Chevy. Yeah, I had to take it down. Sorry.
All right, what's the first question from this dude, bro?
It'll be back up. Oh yeah, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Isaac with a question. Isaac Parker, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Chicken.
He gave his answer. He said the rooster came first.
But so he's skipping. So, he's saying the male chicken came first. Because rooster's a dude, right?
So you tell me the rooster came first, then had a baby? Because that ain't it, chief.
Yeah, the rooster.
That's science.
Can roosters lay eggs like that?
No. Can you lay eggs?
Cannot. Can, me.
The equivalent.
Well, jellyfish are...
You have ovaries.
No. But jellyfish can do it. The male jelly... And some other animal. The male...
Seahorse.
Yeah. Seahorse. The male seahorse ain't got ovaries. He's popping out babies like no other.
You don't know
I
that.
Feel like the chicken's the same kind of realm.
We have...
No, like...
Stop it. We have chickens. Roosters do not lay eggs.
For some reason, in my mind, the chicken was the first animal on Earth. They just made, like...
Is that so?
I feel like...
That's what you're thinking.
I feel like the world revolves around chickens.
That makes sense to you. In your mind, you're like, yeah. You know, really thinking back.
Yeah.
Chickens were the first thing on Earth. Look me in my eyes and just say it one more time.
Yearly.
Look at me and say it one more time. And I want you to be... Don't... You're going to say it to me, and you're going to be totally serious about
100%, 100%.
It. Chickens were the first
animal. Now you're making me laugh. Let me say it. Don't say it.
Say it. Say it, and then now I'm going to try to take you serious.
Okay. You have to give me a second.
No, I don't. You shouldn't need it.
No, because I know you're laughing.
You truly believe it. Do I look like anybody? Any of this is funny?
All right, you ready? Chickens were the first animal on Earth.
Yeah, were they? That makes total sense.
In my mind, bro, think
about it. No. The rooster.
The rooster. Think about it, though.
And then from the rooster came eggs.
What does the world revolve around?
Chickens.
Like, chickens.
I rest my case.
Yeah, I do.
Realistically.
What do you eat first thing in the morning?
Wait, you want me to say chicken? No, cereal.
Eggs. Where eggs come from? Chickens. What do you have for lunch? Chicken sandwich. What do you have for dinner?
Chicken breast. What are you getting from Chipotle?
Chicken
burrito.
Come on. Come on.
No, I don't.
How
do
you wake up in the morning? A rooster. Bro, it's just like, I think if we date it back, I think chicken's probably...
He told us, he explained the joke.
Huh?
Isaac explained the joke.
What was it? What did he explain? Okay. Okay, we can't say that. That's a family-friendly podcast, dude.
Isaac Dunn, explained the joke. Thanks, Isaac. I'm going to use it, though. I'm going to tell that to people.
Let's get into the first written down question of the day, dude.
Do you see what that man just did to his dog? Look at this. I want to zoom in. Can I zoom in? No, what are you doing to him? The dog just dooted on the ground and he left it.
No. No.
He left it. The dog just dooted on the ground and he left it. Go out. Go out and look at that. What just happened? That dog just doo-dooed on the ground and he left it. He left it. We're in an apartment building. He was holding the dog like a...
What?
Like a...
Like a lion. How? Like a lion.
Or a cat. Like you grab... Yeah, like a...
I'm confused, bro.
What just did I see? What goes on up here?
What?
Where do you live?
What? Where... I don't live here anymore. I'm on the way out.
I'm just struck.
Would you rather have super speed or super jumping ability?
Jumping ability. I already have it, and I want more of it.
How do you have jumping? Like, you can jump.
I used to jump over cars.
Okay. I'm talking about, like, you've ever seen The Incredible Hulk?
Yeah, I
like,
want more of it. I want to jump on top of buildings.
You're addicted.
Addicted to jumping.
To the power of jumping.
Yeah. It is. It gets me riled up. It gets me going.
How high would you want to be able to jump? As high as they let you? You talking like out of the atmosphere type deal?
No, because then at that point you're flying.
Yeah, I guess at some point you could like just jump real far and just glide wherever you want.
That's what I'm saying.
Put on like a
squirrel suit.
A squirrel suit?
Yeah. And then you just start zipping.
That's two superpowers in one right there.
At that point, I'm flying.
But, bro, I'm thinking super speed for one reason only. If we're talking super speed, like the Flash ability, he can run so fast, he can go back in time. He can break the barriers of... And this is proven, by the way. Like, if you take a man in a rocket ship, right? And you have another man on Earth. I'm serious. And you sync up two clocks. And you put the one guy on the rocket ship, he goes into space and travels around, comes back, the clocks would be out of sync because the faster that you go, the slower time goes.
So you're just going back in time like a couple seconds?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I thought it was something like...
No. But that's just a rocket ship. If I'm talking like flash speed, like I'm going the speed of sound, I can go back in time whenever I want, bro. Or in the future. I can get into wormholes. Bend time.
I just want to jump real high. I don't want to jump real high. Yeah, I just want to be able to dunk.
I'm just thinking about like long term effects. Like, I want to.
Did he step in it?
He's got the bag.
He cleaned it up. He cleaned it up.
Okay, all right, that's good.
Yeah, I
just want to jump real high.
That man said, carrying his dog in. Alright. That was the weirdest thing I've seen today. What is today? Thursday?
Hey, Nick.
Hmm?
Would you rather?
Yes, cakes.
Would you rather be fully covered in hair? Like I'm talking.
Like you. Like look like you.
Okay. No. No, fully. Fully covered in hair.
Show people your back.
Like an ape. Like a gorilla.
Like Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Like a gorilla.
Uh-huh.
So chimpanzee.
Like, right.
Any monkey.
Correct. Except the baboon because he got a bare
butt. Yeah.
So like, yeah, hair up to your eyeballs. Or be completely hairless.
No hair. You look like Dr.
Like
Evil.
Like a naked mole rat, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you taking, bro?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you don't got nothing. You don't got no eyebrows. You don't got no eyelashes.
Mm-hmm. You look, yeah.
You look scary.
Not fun to be around.
Is the hair causing some itch? Like, am I getting fleas and stuff? Like, does Bigfoot have fleas?
Bigfoot's not real.
I mean, Bigfoot can totally shower if you're a human. He's showering. Bigfoot showers. Does use shampoo. You don't even need body wash. You just have to buy shampoo.
No.
No what?
Bigfoot does not shower.
Bigfoot
bro.
Showers.
No, he does not, bro.
He's a showerer.
No, he's a riverer.
Same thing. That's where I shower.
You don't. You don't even got soap, bro.
You don't need it.
No. Oh my God. You don't shower soap.
Nature's filtration system.
You don't shower soap.
When I'm in the river, I don't be using soap.
That's not a shower. That's a dip.
Call it as you may. What's the question?
Would you rather be completely filled with hair or skinless, dude?
I think I'm gonna go
like a chicken breast.
Now hear your words.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go. Give me the hair.
You want the hair?
I'll be a hairy man.
You want a hairy man?
Yeah, I'm gonna be a hairy man, and I'm gonna work construction.
Wow, you really sent it. I'm thinking if you're hairy, like work a desk job, like try to keep as cool as possible. But you're going just
I'm gonna be a roofer.
A roofer?
Yeah,
yeah.
Just in
you
want to
put the tiles on the roof?
Just for a day or two.
Dead of August.
Just to try it.
Would you shave every day?
At that point, I feel like I would just make a living off of like appearances.
And just go to the circus.
Yeah.
The hairy man.
The real, very hairy man. This is very scary, hairy man.
Yeah. I'm taking skinless, dude. You can always put a wig on.
No.
Yes, you didn't think about this. You can draw on eyebrows. You can put a wig on.
Fake lashes.
You can draw like a Sharpie.
That's a little much. Just your face mostly is the hair, your head, and you're right. I didn't think it through.
Yeah, you made a terrible decision.
I made an awful decision.
You have to live with it.
I made an awful decision, but I'm all right. You know, I'm all right. I was like, I like the woods. So that's where my head went.
I think you have to ask the next one. It's the top question.
Just swing it.
Just get out of the way. I'm tired of talking about this.
All right, yeah, no, this comes up all the time. Okay, we know what happened, and we were all there for it. Lots of us were there for it. More people than you probably would have liked to be there, to be a part of it. Do you still stand and wipe? I just want now. Listen, do you still stand and wipe? You today, as of right now, today.
I hear what you're saying.
There was a lot of controversy around this.
I hear what you're saying.
There was way too many people that were on Team Cakes. I do want to acknowledge that. And
And Amanda both thought like I was wild and alone in the dark in the standing situation. I just want to make it clear. There is plenty of standers in the world. What's the question?
Yeah, I would say 70% of standers grew up in your house.
Yeah, my brother's also a stander.
This man's brother's stands and wife.
It's got to be a family thing, dude.
Your mom? Does your mom stand and what?
I don't know.
Your dad?
I'm scared to
ask. Did you check in and ask your dad?
Scared to ask.
Ask him.
No.
Wait, can we call him?
No, I have my phone.
Mr. Mitchell.
You're in the chat.
You're in the chat. Do you stand and what?
So what's the question, dude?
Do you still stand and what?
All right. Let me preface with saying this. When the whole thing went down, I said, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. So like, I did a whole deal.
You tried sitting?
I just sat, yeah.
The next, like, you were like, oh, crap. So the next time,
yeah.
You're like, I'm going to just...
I'm going to tell you this.
I'm going to try to lean.
When I remember to do it...
You sit.
I try to get in the habit of doing it. But, bro, it's muscle memory,
dude.
As
a battle?
It's 28 years of, You know?
Have you ever...
It's 28 years, bro.
Have you ever stood up and, like, crap, sat back down?
No. No. It's not that serious, bro.
I mean, it kind of is.
It's not that serious. But no, I still think standing in the way is not a big deal. And I try to, like, do that. Yeah. But if I'm in a public restroom, I'm 100% standing up. Public restroom deal, 100% standing
up. Don't let us sway. Don't let them...
No, I just want to see what the hype was about, because if I'm told, like, what I'm doing is barbaric, then I just wanted to try it out. But, like, no, I think still most of the time I'm standing, bro. I will make an effort.
I just want you to know I'm rocking with you either way, okay?
Thank you, bro. Would you ever wipe my butt?
No. And I'm not. and I am not Team Cakes.
Hey.
I see you. I value you, and I accept you as you are.
Thanks. At least I wash my feet.
God, I was trying to be nice.
That did not sound very nice, bro.
Which part?
The part where you were like, I value. Like it was a thing with like a parent's like, you know what you did? Totally messed up. We still love you.
Disappointed, but not surprised.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know,
wash my feet. Wash my feet.
I'm just saying, you know?
Yeah, we had some comments on the last one saying that, like, Nick does not look good holding the question book. In fact, he is definitely wrong that he came with the first 18 episodes.
Yeah, no one said that because I literally did.
Look it up, bro.
I'll pull up the facts.
Running back.
I'll pull up the facts.
Running back.
Who's the guy holding the card like this with the thing? I was holding the card 18 episodes.
18.
Could be 17.
I'll give you 9. I'll give you 9.
9. We're going to check the facts.
We'll talk about it.
Check the receipts.
You're not, like, NFL-wise, like, Julio Jones is...
I know Julio.
Yeah. He's once out of the NFL. Not the NFL. He wants out of the Falcons. He wants a new team.
Mm-hmm.
I really want him to come to the Ravens. He's not going to. This isn't a question or anything. I just wanted to talk about it. All right, next question.
You just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
Glad you got it off your chest.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it.
What?
Yeah, I just want to talk about it. Because I just want to, like...
You just want
to be real. Like,
there might be somebody out there who cares. Is what you're saying?
I want to say, if there's any fellow Baltimore Ravens fans, I'm starting a fan club. If you want to join Discord, like...
He doesn't have a Discord. Don't. Just stop it.
I want to start a Ravens podcast.
Just stop it. A Ravens podcast.
Yeah, there's this one that I watch that's really good.
It should probably be the only one. There should be no competition for it.
410 Sports Talk. I'm going to give a shout out. Love it.
He wants to get on your podcast. 410 Sports.
If you guys need a guest.
Okay, come on.
Jimbo and Glenn.
Let's move on. It's time for lunch.
Bro.
What?
How do you shoot snot rockets?
Do I?
Do you?
I don't do it. I've done it.
I know that way.
And I would say probably it's, you know, back in the day, I haven't snot rocketed in. I feel like it's like an activity, like you're either at a, you're running a track meet or you're playing basketball and you got allergies and it's high, it's humid.
You're the adrenaline's pumping.
And you're like, and you just...
Oh, you don't even... Oh, I was about to say, you can don't do even...
I have control over just the left nostril.
No.
I don't have to plug this one.
Do you have to plug the right one?
Yeah. Yeah, I can just shoot without touching, but I would...
Yeah, bro, if you're ever, like, playing basketball that. Or, like...
That's what I'm saying. You might just...
If you're sick.
You got no tissues. What are you going to do? Use your shirt? No.
Do you snot rocket in the shower?
No.
Yeah, you have to, bro.
What are you talking about?
When you wake up in the morning, you take a shower?
No, you have something going on. You need to see a sinus doctor. You have issue. I've been telling you. You need to go see someone. You need to get it checked out.
What's wrong with me?
You have conjunctivitis.
It isn't.
It's chronic clogged.
Is that real?
Yeah, you have to go talk to the doctor about it.
Doctor who?
Sterling.
Is that through doctor?
No, I have Maybach.
What are you listing off? Are you just making up words?
No, you need to go see the doctor for your conjunctivitis.
You said it different that time.
No, conjunctivitis. It's you have to get on a regimen. You need salt water.
I think just the snot rocket is not a big deal.
No. You need to get in there and get it cleaned out. You have a chronic condition. My friend Garrett, I'll connect you.
Who's Garrett? For
He's
what?
He's a receptionist.
He has conjunctivitis too?
He works at Dr. Sterling's office. They have openings. It's normally a 3-month book out. I'll get you in with Garrett.
You look really concerned.
You have conjunctivitis.
Okay, I don't think that's a... First of all, I don't think that's real. Second of all, everybody snot rockets in the shower, Nick. No, I think there's something wrong with you, bro.
No, I'm saying...
There's something wrong with you, bro.
I'm saying you have an issue of constantly being chronically congested. I'm looking out. Don't do that. Don't do that. You're going to have...
Does that look congested, bro? Does this look congested?
It could be a good day. Maybe you're just having a good day.
Or maybe you made that up.
I'm just saying three, four times a week, I'm nervous that you're going to get me sick. And you're like, nah, dude,
Have you gotten sick?
I just wake up like this.
Have you gotten sick?
I'm just confirming you having an issue. We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it, dude.
This guy...
Do you put your pizza rolls in the oven or the microwave?
Look, they can't even see you. They're like, where's cakes? Okay.
You put your pizza rolls in the oven or the microwave?
If just look at me dead in my face. If you consider pizza rolls worthy of the oven, you need to raise your standards.
No. I really thought you were about to take a shot at the microwavers. Like, this is why you gotta put them in the oven, bro. Don't do that, Nick.
Look at me.
Nick, don't, please.
Look
please.
At me.
You're going down a road. I don't want you
Listen,
to go down.
Listen. I will say they taste better coming out of the oven.
Right.
Okay? I'm setting that down.
Yeah.
They're pizza rolls. You're not eating them for the taste. You're eating them to get full. Just heat them up real quick in the microwave and suck them down.
Suck them down.
Heat them up in the microwave and suck them down.
What accent is this?
What are you saying? You going to put the pizza rolls in the oven?
What's happening? Yeah, you put them in the oven.
No, you put them on the microwave. You sit 9 minutes and you suck them down. They're boiling on the inside. If you don't burn the roof of your mouth and your tongue simultaneously, they're not hot enough.
I'm so scared of you.
They're not hot enough. You heard me.
Nick, look, listen.
You set them on a paper towel so that when they explode...
You're going to get me evicted.
You're already moving out. When they ooze out the sides, that's how you know they're hot enough. You got to set them on a paper towel. You don't even put them on a plate. You're not dirtying a plate for no pizza rolls. They ain't worth it. You put them on a paper towel, double folded paper towel.
Double folded.
You put them in the microwave, they ooze out, they're done. 9 minutes, they boiling. You suck them down.
You put it in for 9 minutes?
Least.
At least. I'm thinking like, if I'm going to microwave, that's like a minute and a half tops.
I mean, what are you cooking, 2 pizza rolls? I'm cooking the whole bag. That's one portion. Serving size, 1 pack.
No!
That's how they work!
Bro,
what?
Listen to me. I don't know who you are right now. Look, you put them in the oven, bro.
For it's what?
If you're about to eat pizza rolls, it's not like, you're not like the last second like, oh, I'm eating pizza rolls.
The only reason you putting pizza rolls in the oven is if they got a side of fries.
Who eats fries with pizza rolls?
Exactly, they go in the microwave!
Look, listen.
You're not putting pizza rolls in the oven.
It takes 5 minutes to warm up the oven.
No, not for you. Because you wait for it to preheat and you follow directions.
You're correct. It takes about 5 minutes to preheat an oven. And if you put them in there, and you got to wait the 9 minutes anyway to cook them, you might as well just put them in the oven.
Hey, they are not worthy of the microwave.
They're not worthy of the microwave.
Wait, what? The oven.
No, you said microwave.
You know what I said.
I heard you.
You got me all flumbered up.
I don't know who this is, but it's good to meet you. I like it. What's your name?
Good to meet you. My name?
What's your name?
Not important.
Not important.
Good to meet you.
Hey.
Next question.
All right. That was a bunch of different accents at one time.
Just one?
What?
Moving on.
Where are you from?
Moving on.
Where are you from?
I'm from over there. Moving on.
I'm from over there.
Come on.
Oh, no, I want to stay here for a while. That was fun.
Next question could be last. Did anyone else send something in?
Are you ever afraid that your heart's going to stop?
A couple times a day.
Wow. Nick's back.
a couple times a day.
No, all the time, bro. All the time.
Sometimes I'll have to pause and make sure it's still going. Because I'll stop. Like, you normally, you don't feel it. It's just beating. You don't feel it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be like, oh, snap. I can't.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm
Yeah, we're good.
Sometimes I feel like I can just be like a zombie because I don't feel it. Like, sometimes I'll try to feel for it, and I don't feel it.
You heart might stop beating. How many? Because you be sucking down Red Bulls. How many did you have this morning?
None, bro. I just had coffee.
How many cups?
Two.
So you have two cups of coffee, three cups of coffee, and then you typically would come to the studio.
Get another.
And suck down a Red Bull.
And then my Wawa coffee.
Excuse me.
Listen.
What is wrong with you?
Look, I'm going to tell you my version. I wake up, I have my coffee.
No, you wake up and you poo.
I wake up, I poop. Have my coffee, poop.
Go to Wawa.
No, maybe sometimes if I'm like doing a little like email work or whatever, I might have another cup.
Three cups.
And then, yeah, and then I get on the road, have a Wawa. Get a sandwich, get and coffee, get some energy drinks for the day, and then I get on call and I'm ready to go.
What is wrong?
Bro, listen.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Listen, I understand it's going to take off some years of my life. I understand that. I'm willing to accept that because I need to be on point. And look, listen, it's not drugs. I'm not out here popping ecstasy or heroin. You know, I'm just doing Red Bull, bro. Is it as bad as those? Yeah, maybe.
They probably have similar ingredients.
Yeah, there's probably heroin in Red Bull. But it's legal. So I'm going to do it. It gets me, you know.
I wake up and I have a bowl of cereal.
It's a lot of carbs. You sure you want to do that?
And I drink water. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to rock. Nah, I'm amped up.
Nah, some days you show up like this, bro. You be like this morning when you FaceTime me, bro, you said.
Yeah, because I FaceTimed you 3 minutes after I got out of bed.
This man said.
3 minutes after I got out of bed.
I understand.
How would you feel if the first thing you saw was your face?
So we got time for today. Thanks for coming out. Hey, if you made it this far, you probably rock with us a little bit.
All right, we're gonna do this one just because
you accepting.
Just because we're gonna do this one. Just because you know you said you don't have 25 and you're supporting with what you can, so that's crazy. We appreciate that. We're gonna answer it. Abel Gonzalez said, accidentally killed someone and knew it was life in prison. Would you run or stay or free the scene? And if you fled, where would you go?
That was a lot. One more time.
If you accidentally killed someone.
How?
Life in prison.
Okay.
You running or you just accepting it?
Life in prison? Yeah, you gotta run, bro. If my life is in prison.
I'm just saying. Is there a chance, like, the lawyers could figure it out?
No, if you killed somebody.
Yeah, but it was an accident.
Like, what's the accident? I need some more context, bro. Like.
Pushed him off a building.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready, bro. No, I think it'll be fine. I watched Prison Break. I'm going to be good.
No,
bro.
Yeah. I feel like I could be Michael Scofield.
It's kind of like be fun.
I am Michael Scofield.
No.
You're more Lincoln. I'm more Michael
the
Scofield.
The big buff dude?
Just more like short and...
Just well-rounded character.
Just you look more like Lincoln and I'm smarter. Now, you can get some stuff done, but like...
You know what we should do, dude?
On the brains.
We should get an IQ test together.
You want to do IQ test?
I want to see who's smarter, dude.
Let's see who's smarter. Let's see. I mean, I know.
I'm going to feel bad for you when the results come in.
What? You're going to be...
If I tested...
You're going to be on your fourth cup of coffee. You're going to be sharp as a tack.
Yeah, you're already making excuses, bro.
I'm just saying, I probably will come into it and not even had breakfast.
Okay, well, that goes into your IQ of not being prepared.
See? Can we do it? Can we do that instead of doing another podcast?
No, we have to do another one.
No, but we can do an IQ test, because now I want to just ruin your day. We'll talk about it. What was the question, though? Are you running? Are you running?
Bro, yes,
no,
I'm
an
running,
accident.
Bro.
Like an accident. Like you hit someone in traffic. On
first of all, first things first, and call my dad. He's my lawyer. I'm the dad. What are you? I got like.
I don't like thinking
about minutes.
It. Yeah, or I could like you got to tell me because otherwise I'm out of here.
Well, the police is gonna have access to my phone records probably, so now
you
might throw my dad under the bus. So maybe I should just make that decision by myself. I'm running, dude.
You're running.
I'm running.
But it was an accident. I feel like you can
but
go.
But how bad of an accident? Like, if it's like.
That's what I'm saying.
If it's like. Accidentally poisoned somebody. Like, gave someone something they're allergic to and they died.
I think accidents in the court system, they're totally forgiven. Like, imagine you're playing a baseball game and you hit a baseball and you.
Yeah, they're not going to arrest you for
that.
That's
what I'm saying. That's an accident.
Still running, but yeah.
The first.
That was good.
No, it wasn't. I don't like talking about killing people. I like people to live.
I understand. Yeah, me too. Are you running?
It really depends on the scenario. If it's one of them things where you're like,
all right, I'm saying you're flying.
I'm waiting on the truth to come.
All right, no, that's what I'm saying. You killed me, right? Purpose. You're flying a kite and you got a key on it.
Totally on purpose.
You got a kite with a key on it. You're flying it. Electricity goes and goes and misses the kite and it hits me.
Oh, yeah, you did. That's not my fault. That's not even an accident.
And right before I die, record a cell phone. It's like, Nick did it. right before I croak, and I write a letter about how much.
I'll just grab it.
How much is
I'd
your
be like,
fault?
No, I didn't.
All right, we got to wrap this up, dude. All right, thanks for the support. If you made it this far, you rock with us a little bit. You can grab some merch, like this shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Or this hat.
We got, the merch. We're about to have way more merch on the site. We put a lot. Oh, my back. We put a lot more merch on the site. So much merch. A lot of new stuff. New colors. The women's crop tops are live on the site, too. I know a lot of women were asking about those. They're live on the site.
And the Freddy shorts go crazy.
Freddy shorts, yeah. We got tank tops coming. We got different color hoodies coming. We got bucket hats are confirmed. Those might be a couple weeks, but they all coming in ASAP.
And you can get those on feelsright.shop.
Oh, yeah. We are considering the pineapple merch. I was going to ask you about this. Should we do the next custom hoodie drop? Just be a pineapple?
I think that'd be cool.
Custom drop?
Sure. All right, this might be something we talk about off air, but do you want to do like the, are we doing the white ones still or the yellow ones? The yellow ones
the white
are standard.
One. The white trend. Ones with like.
I think drawing like a pineapple on the back.
That's what I'm
cool.
saying.
Yeah, that's cool.
We should do that. That's probably what we'll do. The next custom hoodie drop will be a Freddy Pineapple collab. You heard it here first. Thanks for watching. We love you all.
Patreon
have a good night.